Well, the emergence of a new South. We've learned to play ball together, serve a military together, learn to vote together based on our interests. Florida, like Georgia, is the state where half the people make less than $15 an hour. They're working poor people. Yet they're turning down Medicaid. The land shootings or the shootings in Pittsburgh and semi-automatic weapons hardly make sense. And so really, what Stacey Abrams was doing and what Gillum was doing, they're running what one might call the moral center. These are not left campaigns, these are the moral center. And people are responding in great numbers.
You mentioned what happened, some of the hate crimes. Why do you think we're seeing more and more hate crimes today in the United States?
Rain comes top down. It's acid rain. When the president talks about he's a nationalist, a white nationalist, race supremacist, he gives cover to those who have these ideologies, who are heavily armed, and they're willing to fight this on a military basis. We must fight back on a moral basis. Because the right thing is the people in the South are learning to live together. When I say Alabama and Georgia play the big game, uniform color, not skin color, we learn to live together. We pay taxes together. We learn to vote together. The South is who could be turning down Medicaid, for example. And to be misled by people who confuse Medicaid and Obamacare. Who want affordable care but don't want Obamacare. They don't want the eggs. They've been confused. People are getting unconfused because I think that Stacey and Gillum are bringing clarity. And people are making real choices across race, black.